one is boats have to slow down in the vicinity of whales. And so that's a cost for people. Like the New England Aquarium can no longer do a whale watch to Stellwagen Bay because it takes too long at 10 knots to get out there. So they've had to adjust and do coastal tours. We also need to not get whales entangled with the lobster traps or the crab trap lines. And they've yet to develop a method to do that. So right now, they've figured out how to float the lobster traps, but they don't know how the lobstermen are going to find the floating traps in wind, weather, and waves out there. So they need to do more research on developing that technology before it could be employed. And then the third problem with whales is that the food source, the phytoplankton, is down. And we think that phytoplankton, there's less phytoplankton. It doesn't make sense when you've got warmer waters and more nutrient pollution. So I think what's happening with phytoplankton is that the pesticides and herbicides that we're putting on the land are being washed into the ocean.